KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, it's cloudy and 52 degrees. We look forward to be mostly cloudy today. High around 64. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. Topping local news, the Cass County Sheriff's Office is asking for your help in locating a juvenile female reported missing from Griswold. Tawny Liddell was last seen at her residence in Griswold on or about May 17th or early May 18th. Anyone with information about her whereabouts is asked to contact the Cass County Sheriff's Office at 712-243-2206. Now, Tawny has connections in the Omaha area, authorities say. The girl is described as being 5 feet, 7.5 inches tall, about 140 pounds. She has green eyes, shoulder-length light brown hair, and a mole on her upper left lip. You can see a picture of her and the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. The Adams County Sheriff's Office says a man and a woman from Corning were arrested Monday evening by violating their respective protective orders. A deputy on patrol on West 10th Street in Corning saw 38-year-old Robert Sorrell and 34-year-old Linda Sitzman walking east on 10th Street together. Upon further investigation, it was found both parties have had protective orders against them. Sorrell was arrested for violation of a protective order. Sitzman was charged with abetting in violation of a protective order. Both parties were awaiting an appearance before the magistrate. Atlantic Police and Medevac ambulance responded at around 10 a.m. Monday to a single vehicle rollover accident. The incident happened on 22nd Street. One person was said to have been transported by private vehicle to the Cass County Memorial Hospital to be checked out. Additional details concerning the accident were not immediately released. The question of whether or not the Sunnyside Pool in Atlantic will open this summer remains technically up in the air. The short answer is it depends on the state and CDC. The Atlantic Parks and Recreation Board discussed the issue during their meeting Monday evening but did not make a decision on the status of the pool officially. According to reports, the board was leaning toward not reopening after hearing from Parks and Rec Director Brian Rasmussen, who said they would need to hire more staff just to handle issues associated with COVID-19 and the CDC guidelines for opening such a facility. Board Chair Stuart Dusenberry questioned if people would come if they opened the pool, which is losing about $30,000 on a good year. The board was of the consensus that health and safety should come before anything else and waited for further guidance from Governor Reynolds, but as of now, the pool will not be reopening this summer. If the governor gives the green light, though, the Parks and Rec Board would hold a special meeting to hold a look at reopening the pool. Other communities, such as Walnut, had decided to close their water recreation centers, including the popular Walnut Splash Pad. Aside from the pool matter, the Atlantic Parks and Recreation Board approved the opening up of the dog park at Shieldbrook Quarry, but signs will remind users about social distancing guidelines. So these basketball and pickleball areas are also open as long as people bring their own equipment and follow social distancing guidelines. Director Brian Rasmussen mentioned also that there are still some raised beds available for the community garden at Millette Park that are available for rent. All members of the Audubon School District's Board of Education held an electronic meeting Monday night during which they approved several action items on their agenda, including the SU breakdown insurance for fiscal year 21. The SU Insurance Company's equipment maintenance program helps districts such as Audubon free up general fund dollars by allowing the district to pay for repairs of school equipment. And the Audubon School District, that amounts to $34,339 and is paid for through the management fund. The board approved a bid from AE Dairy for milk. Superintendent Eric Traeger said they have worked with AE Dairy for years. The board also approved student fees for fiscal year 2020 and 2021.
Essentially, we raised student lunches by a nickel. Adult lunches are mandatory, and those went up a dime. Breakfast prices went up a nickel for students and adults both. Snack fee hasn't been raised in several years, so we're going to raise that $10 to $60 a year. We calculated the value of those snacks at our cost to be about $180. Per year, but there's lots of donations and things that people donate money to provide snacks for elementary kids. So we just thought it'd be good to move that up. Otherwise, everything on the student fees remains the same.
The Audubon School Board tabled a decision on the sale of a home in Washington State. A condominium duplex was bequeathed to the district from the estate of Jeanette LaFoy, but the matter was put on hold, Traeger said, because there was no money left to pay for attorney's fees and related matters. The home was recently appraised for $205,000, and there was an interested buyer, but their initial offer was not acceptable, according to Traeger. The district came back with $195,000, but Traeger said he'd not heard back as of Monday evening from that prospective buyer. And if there's no word by today, Eric Traeger said he would locate a local real estate agents in hope of listing that property at $230,000 at the start, and then they can go down from there if necessary. The board approved bonding regulations in their policy and a resolution authorizing an official statement for bond sale in the amount of $1.110 million. Traeger said that figure is comprised of $7.5 million for the general obligation bonds and $1.61 million for the Series 2020 refunding bonds. Also, the Audubon School Board approved the hiring of Andrew Rankin as social studies and at-risk teacher. And in his report to the board, Superintendent Traeger said the district's Return to Learn plan, which is due July 1st, has three parts. That includes mandatory remote learning, a hybrid plan, and a brick-and-mortar back-to-normal plan. There is a team working on that plan in preparation for the deadline. In the funeral announcements, Jeremy Trischel, age 39, of Menlo, died May the 8th in Adair County. Graveside services for Jeremy Trischel will be today at 11 o'clock at the Oak Hill Cemetery in Corning. Social distancing rules will be followed, and a mask or face covering is recommended. Pearson Funeral Service and Cremation Center in Corning has the arrangements. Robert Mullen, age 74, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the UNMC in Omaha. Funeral services for Robert Mullen will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Cynthia Susan James, age 69, of Guthrie Center, died Sunday. Graveside services for Cynthia James will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Rest Haven Cemetery in Des Moines. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Margaret Alf, age 94, of Oakland, died Saturday at the Oakland Manor. A memorial graveside service for Margaret Alf will be Thursday at 11 a.m. in the Belknap Cemetery in Oakland, with social distancing required, and you're welcome to bring a lawn chair. Reconvene Funeral Home of Oakland is assisting the family. Gerald Jerry McCreary, age 69, of Elkhorn and formerly of Harlan, died Sunday. Funeral services for Jerry McCreary will be this Friday at 10 o'clock at the Harvest of Hope Church, formerly the First Assembly of God, in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Philip Flip Seddon, age 71, of Atlantic, died May 14th. A celebration of life for Flip Seddon will be held Saturday at 4 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Helen Fisher, age 91, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Private graveside services are planned for Helen Fisher. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home of Harlan is assisting the family. Roger Metzger, age 63, of Adair, died Saturday. No services other than a small family gathering for Roger Metzger are planned. Hockenberry Funeral Home in Adair has arrangements. William Bill Lippincott, age 82, of Atlantic, died Monday in Johnston. A massive Christian burial for Bill Lippincott is pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Marlene Schildberg, age 79, formerly of Adair County, died Sunday in West Des Moines. Funeral services for Marlene Schildberg are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Clarence Byron Nielsen, age 95, of Exira and formerly of Kimbleton, died Sunday at Exira Care Center. Arrangements for Byron Nielsen are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.